As it turns out, there are a number of ways to vote early in Illinois. There's what's actually called early voting, which was first used in the 2006 elections, but it doesn't stop there. Kyle Thomas, Director of Voter Registration Services for the Illinois State Board of Elections, says it used to be pretty clear.
The voters for quite some time have had absentee voting available to them, but it was excused absentee. So they had to give a reason of why they weren't going to be able to make it to the polls on election day in order to cast their ballot by absentee. When early voting came along, it gave the voters the option to vote without having to give that excuse.
Thomas says Illinois now has no excuse absentee voting, which blurs the distinction between the two. And then there's grace period voting for people who didn't register by the set deadline, and military absentee ballots, and so on. All these have their different forms and deadlines. DeKalb County Clerk and Recorder John Accardo says it may seem complicated when you hear about it, but voters shouldn't worry.
In DeKalb County, we're trying to really kind of do away with those legal terms and just say voting begins February 9th and runs through March 20th. It's just the locations may be changing or there may be more locations than one.
So what's been the impact of what Thomas lumps together as pre-election voting? Rockford Board of Elections Executive Director Kenneth Harper says in his city, the numbers started small but have been growing.
If we go back to the 2006 general election, 2,261 people voted early. The 2010 general election, 5,111 people voted early. That's about a 55% increase.
John Accardo says he's seen even more dramatic growth in DeKalb County, with the numbers of early voters almost doubling each time. Harper says there was a spike in the 2008 presidential election due, he says, to the strong interest it generated. Almost 10,000 people in Rockford voted early, amounting to 16% of the city's total. There was a jump statewide, too. The State Board of Elections' Kyle Thomas says about 22% of Illinois citizens voted early in 2008. Thomas says that was significant, but Illinois has a long way to go.
Tennessee was at 60% early voting percentages. Texas was at 66%. So we're definitely nowhere near the percentages that those states are seeing at this point.
Thomas says he's not seeing early voting have a big impact on turnout in Illinois yet. He says it will have to become a much larger piece of the total vote to see whether it will truly bring more people to the polls. And according to Kenneth Harper, it will grow.
I think when people do take an opportunity to early vote, those people tend to repeat that process. So once you do that once, that's how you're going to vote going on in the future, because you're looking to avoid lines at polling places on election day.
Harper says early voting means a little more work in the lead up to an election, since they have to provide the facilities and personnel to handle it. But John Accardo says being able to spread resources over a predictable period of time, rather than having to assemble them in a huge rush come election day, is much easier on the budget. Besides, he says, it's just a good thing to do.
It gives residents and everyone that wishes to vote that opportunity to vote on their own schedule. And I think that's important in today's society. You can get out and have your voice heard regardless.
Accardo says based on what's been coming into his office so far, the strong growth in early voting is continuing. And both he and Harper expect the fall will show another big jump in ballots cast before Election Day. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.